Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, very well. Just grand. And saw a Facebook item on your Facebook page recently. Had to do with Billy Sunday, the evangelist.
Yes.
And apparently there was a lot of enthusiasm about bringing him to Greenville 100 years ago in 1915, which is the year now that you're looking back in the past 100 years back.
He was the rock star of religion at that time. It is my contention that there's going to be people, when hard times come along, there's going to be more religion than, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, I think that's been shown in the past, yeah.
And 1915 was not a good year economically, but he had played baseball in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Major League Baseball player.
Major League. His father was in the Union Army, and he died of disease or killed in action or something in the Civil War and never saw Sunday. Mm. His mother tried to raise 3 or 4 children and remarried, and it was one of those stories where he ran away from home. How he ended up in an orphanage as a young child.
I see.
And then went on to play sports and baseball.
And was a superb athlete.
Oh, yes.
I think maybe his reputation as a Major League Baseball player today is a little bit greater than he really probably deserved at the time, because his fame became so great
right
after he finished playing baseball. But he was a good baseball player, good Major League Baseball player. Anyway, the people of Greenville were...
Oh, they were obsessed with him almost.
And were very eager to bring him to Greenville, but they were never quite able to bring him to Greenville.
Actually, he would go to a church, and even though he was ordained as a Presbyterian, he went to many different denominations. The church paid his expenses getting there, and his expenses while he was there. And then on the last night he held his revival, he got the offering.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know that Greenville had churches that had that much money. Because we're talking, he had a complete entourage with him.
Hmm.
It wasn't cheap to get him. And besides that, it wasn't that hard to get to Dallas or Fort Worth to see him, because the trains were offering special rights.
Yeah, I wonder if he came to very many towns as small as Greenville
I saw a list, and most of them are, you know, the size of Tyler or...
Right, at least that big. We're talking with Carol Taylor, who's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. So they tried to get him to come to Greenville, and they were not successful in that. But then they chartered trains to go see him.
And most of these were women. And at the time, there was the Women's Review Club. And that was the group that started the library. And they had the Chautauqua shows in the summertime. And they were very intelligent women. They studied. And they picked up and all went over to hear Billy Sunday.
The women, would you agree with me, looking back 100 years, at the upper level of society, were very, very influential.
Oh, definitely.
In terms of the culture of the community.
Yes. They set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they had no right to vote.
Right. Quite yet.
They were, and some of them weren't really pushing for it as much as... You know,
traditional.
They already had enough influence. They influenced their husbands, their fathers, their brothers, their sons, any male figure that they came in contact with.
Hmm.
They were progressives, which we don't necessarily think of today as being progressive.
They were progressive for the time.
Yes.
Right. Now, Billy Sunday, we were talking before the microphones, we were kind of debating whether the Elmer Gantry character in the novel by Sinclair Lewis and then later in the movie with Burt Lancaster was based on Billy Sunday, and came to the decision that no, he really is not.
No. And you have to realize that Sinclair Lewis's works had a message. They were there to tear down the meat packers.
The status quo.
The status quo.
Comfort the or afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted.
And they were very, very noted for their, you know. So I think when he wrote Elmer Gantry, he was taking a poke at these evangelistical preachers that were through the country.
But the point being that unlike Elmer Gantry, Billy Sunday really had a pretty clean record and did not have the scandal that may be associated with some other evangelists, and in particular the fictional Elmer Gantry.
Right.
Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.